All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Oh, cool. I found from my childhood my old copy of Pokemon Blue.
Oh, nice. Does that battery still work?
It's actually pretty fucked up.
Oh.
Now, and what is the
did you missing though? Because that's what happened to my Pokemon Red.
Well, I that's the thing, is that now I can get missing no's really easily.
Hmm.
And for people who don't know, missing no is a random kind of collection of pixels and images and stuff and sounds and creates a Pokemon. So I figured we go through here and we would see what our missing no is.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. So did you just want me to like call out a number and then you'll grab that one and like that?
No, or you have to play the game.
Oh. Okay, so let's make this intro about 60 hours long.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be a while, and you have to do both quest and fight Red at the end.
Okay.
Or fight Gary at the end.
And then fight Gary.
Well, it's two. You have to fight them, and then I'll be over here doing curls.
You're like Moe's Shroot.
Yeah.
So you have the bard. You have to fight your fear.
Yep, that's me.
So let's say we did all that.
Yeah, it happened. So what kind of shape did we get? What's our missing?
Kind of looks okay. Is that a hat? Is that a? He's got like over. Gary, I think this missing was Mario.
Mario is missing? No,
no. Mario is missing. Fuck. Who is missing? Fuck.
Feel like we do a very good job on the introductions this, but I feel a little bit proud for Mario is missing. No,
that's pretty good.
I just had to throw that out there. Like, I don't generally think we do good work with those, but I think I'm a little bit.
No, I liked it. It was very intuitive.
Yeah, it just made sense to me.
Yeah,
I don't know. It just came to me.
You didn't write it. You found it.
I found it. It found it inside my heart.
Yeah,
it was a heart dream that I got with my heaven wish.
I got heart dreams, coach.
I don't know if heaven wishes have made their way to the rest of the network or if that's still the everything to guppy quarantine.
I think it's in the everything to guppy zone.
Well, let's talk. We have stuff to talk about this, but I'm gonna start out with a heaven wish type five. But okay. Gary Butterfield,
mine is Cole Ross.
This is After Suffering, the show where you play bad games so I don't have to.
Why are you doing this?
You don't have to.
So
why are you doing this to us? Where I play bad games so I don't have to.
Yeah.
So this is heaven wish, Cole.
Okay.
When you get to heaven, you get one wish.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. And we just talked a lot about like what kind of things you could do with a heaven wish, like using your heaven wish to like get rid of other people's heaven wishes. Like the morals of like heaven wishing for somebody else to die so they join you in heaven.
Why are you turning why are you turning heaven into Survivor?
Heaven, the game. Yeah, so like what would you do with that heaven wish? Like, let's say you go to heaven, you get your heaven wish.
I don't know. That's tough. That's a hard one to spring on somebody. Yeah. I would take away your dark gift.
Ooh, like I wanted to be a heaven vampire, but I couldn't. You know, because they say no vampires go to heaven, but some of them gotta.
I mean, I
don't want to live in a heaven with no vampires.
I guess what I'm saying is there's a heaven for vampires and there's a heaven for Americans.
Okay, Waka. all the heaven vampires, like vampires, and they would make their heaven wish and it would just probably be just blood.
You know, oops, all blood.
Yeah, oops, all blood. Like, just, you know, because you couldn't, since it's heaven, and probably nobody would probably want to get their blood sucked.
Right.
So they probably wouldn't be hungry, but they also wouldn't be able to drink blood, and they'd probably want that for their heaven wish.
Is there a short story in, okay, so is there a short story in like the vampire version of the Midas Touch where everything you touch turns to blood?
Ooh, that's a, no, I don't know, but that's a good
blood touch. Good,
yeah. Blood touch.
Yeah.
Got blood touch. Like, I would be pretty into that. Like, you try to touch, like, I mean, it'd be good at first.
Yeah.
You know, you just couldn't, you'd have to be a, you'd turn into a creature of pure gluttony. Yeah. Cause you could subsist on that, like, as long as you never touch the roof.
But here's the thing though. Like, I've never seen a fat vampire.
I think if you're fat when you start out, we're starting tonight. We're starting our tabletop group. Brayden is running a short vampire campaign, and I'm going to play a fat vampire.
Nice.
A maxi Sagittarius, because it takes place in the swinging 60s London.
Yeah.
So
while we're on the topic of like short story kind of things, I've known you for we're like let's say 7.5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have I described a dream to you?
Oh, not very many times.
Yeah. I know better. Can I exercise some license? Because I think this is a good short story this is a good concept that I don't have the wherewithal to write.
Yeah.
So I should say, I had a dream, and it was a pretty terrifying dream where I had agreed to be a substitute teacher, but we lived in a world where maybe somebody used their heaven wish to ensure that nobody under the age of 18 would ever die. No matter what happened to them. Okay. It's kind of like, it is senseless that children are allowed to die.
Okay.
And the result of that was that children and their inherent cruelty, their sole pastime was inflicting as much pain and violence on each other as possible. And they had no concept that adults also didn't have those same restrictions. So it came down to like, just like a horrible, like Midnight Run kind of situation. Where like I was, you know, trapped in the school as they were both like lopping off each other's limbs and just kind of like doing horrible things to each other, and like also starting to do the same things to the teacher.
That's interesting, because my first thought went to like being this kind of like never land. Like when you're young, you got to have these fun violence games.
Yeah,
and then we age out of it, and then we all become adults. I didn't even think about being scared of children.
Yeah.
For some reason. but really, it would be war.
Yeah, it would be terrible.
Yeah, it'd be a war we couldn't win.
Uh huh.
You know, and then once they turned 18, they would just get rid of them.
Uh
huh. Like your birthday would be coming up, they would lock you up.
Yeah.
You know, they'd cut off your arms and legs so you couldn't get away. They put you in a cage, and then they would wait for you to turn 18 and put a bullet in your head, or just let you bleed out.
Yeah.
In the screaming mines.
Mm-hmm. And just like the adults, they like hole up and save colonies underground because the kids are roaming. Yeah. Like the reason I wouldn't write that story is because
And they make walls out of carpet shampooers you can't rent. So the kids can't get through it. It's like, we can't move them. We're not allowed to touch them. What do we do?
You turn my horror story into a comedy.
Well, it's just like, what would keep a kid away?
Yeah, exactly. Taxes.
You know? Yeah, taxes. Like, just like, you know, taxes, the draft. You know, that's what you do.
Yeah,
is you like you lower the age of the draft like over and over and over, and then you get a sweet, sweet kid army of invincible kids. Like we'd be the strongest nation on earth.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't think. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that it is strictly like an American thing.
No, that would be really rough.
Yeah,
and the rest of the country would have a fucking field day.
Yeah.
But all countries would just send their kid soldiers. It'd be like this weird inverse Pokemon kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Weird inverse Pokemon where they just...
What if it was smaller? Like, what if it was young enough to where they didn't have the kind of cunning and organization to actually commit war? Like, what if it was like kids under six?
Planet of the Flies.
Yeah, Planet of the Flies. The Fly Generation. Like, you know, kids under six or something. So it's like adults could still keep them back through kind of ingenuity and stuff,
right,
just through
right.
sheer numbers. I mean, I guess the real answer is no, everyone would stop having kids.
Yeah.
That's how the adults would do it, is like, instead of like, it would just be like a boom time in Condom Town. Like everybody would wrap their hog, and you know, and if you got pregnant, like that'd be fucking scary.
Well, I mean, you'd be whisked off like to an island. Yeah. So the kids could be like raised and propagandized.
Oh yeah. Or just like chained to a weight at the bottom of the ocean or something like that.
Jesus.
You know?
How do we stop this creature from becoming a monster? Let's chain it to the bottom of the ocean.
We just have to restrain it, you know? Because it won't die. It will grow up. It'll be very sad, sadly.
Yeah.
You know, it's a human feel kind of deal, but like
yours will not be a good death.
Yeah, you will not. Yeah, this will not be happy for you. But we can't risk you turning into a 13-year-old that decides like, "Hey, I get the Bakugan. I'm going to kill as many adults as I." Oh, this is fun. Shit. And
yeah. Then, yeah. You know, yeah. I just say that it was a horrifying dream because like they were shooting each other with like nail guns and stuff. I would never write that story because I don't know that I would want to write a story about violence to children. even if it was violence by children, for children.
It's searching for a metaphor.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Somebody would think that's a metaphor for something, and I would not want to put that kind of ammo in just the hands of the general public.
No.
You know, you don't want the, like, wait, what's this? Like, Ben Garrison retweeted my thing. Like, oh no. What could it possibly mean that he wants? No.
Oh, this is my life now. No.
No. He just like sends you a picture and it's you as like this greased up Adonis. Like, what the fuck do I do? No. What do I do?
I hate days like today. Oh man. So Mario is missing.
Oh yeah. This is boring. I don't mean that to impinge anybody who suggested it, but like it's good to talk about Heaven Wishes in this one because like
it is, yeah.
We had an edutainment ban for a long time and we lifted it temporarily and it was a mistake.
So this was demanded. It was demanded by Solomon. Hi Solomon. Also suggested by Geolaw and by Alex as well.
Oh hey, Geolaw.
Yeah, been a bit.
Yeah.
I didn't want to turn down the demand of the edutainment games. This seems to aim a little bit older than the other ones. Like it's not Paint a Dinosaur or whatever it is.
Yeah. Color a Dinosaur.
I have experience with this. Like I played this as a kid.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How was that?
Frustrating because I didn't know how to read yet.
No, that's, yep.
Yeah.
It's an unending series of levels of stomping on Goombas for no reason.
Yeah.
No.
But then I like during ROM times, I went back to it. I was like, is that like, so any game that was a reading game was immediately an object of fixation, right? Yeah. Like, oh, like the, like this has to be for adults and cool. And I went back to it. I was like, what's that?
Smart kids play this.
Yes. Yeah. And I went back to you and I was like, oh yeah, this is like geography and trivia and stuff. And like, I like geography and history and stuff like that, you know, enough mm-hmm. as an adult, like I'm enough of a nerd to like, look at this and think, okay, yeah. Like that probably served a purpose for somebody, but everything about this online is just a little bit people not understanding when something isn't for them.
I think that's true, but there's also a second level of commentary where people are realizing like this would be whatever age group this is for is also going to find it really boring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it is not sophisticated enough for adults, nor is it simple enough for children. Like it's like good for, you know, those things where it's like ages, you know, 6 to 12, like this is like ages 6.5 to 6.75, you know, like
right,
there's a very short window in which you are young enough to find this entertaining and old enough to find it educational or vice versa.
Yeah. So I can see that. Like just the overlap between those where you can maximize utility is exceedingly slim. Yeah. I can see that. I can also see the question of like, why is this a Mario game?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just to throw a sticker on it, you know, to like make people like it more.
I mean, it's like the Bible trading a Methuselah rookie card. Exactly. It's like literally just that. Yeah.
Yeah. It just ends up being like the parts of it are very disconnected.
Yeah.
Like it's a trivia game at its heart.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is a trivia game about aspects of cities.
Yes.
But to get to the trivia, like you play the world's worst Mario game to like get there. You play a really, really boring, like repetitive Mario game that just involves,
where you can't get
like,
hurt and don't die.
Yep. And you just trial and error stomp on Goombas.
Mm-hmm. You stomp on every Goomba that you see until you find the roof of the Sistine Chapel.
Yep, inside the Goomba.
Yep.
And then once you have that roof, you go and answer trivia questions about it.
Yeah.
And you get the answers of that by talking to weird fat guys who are in the city.
Yeah. I felt proud as a 31-year-old adult that I knew all the stuff. I didn't have to talk to the weird fat guys in the city. Mm-hmm. I know that Sistine means sixth. Cool. Yeah.
That's the game,
man. I could kick a 6-year-old's ass at history trivia.
Yeah. Or other languages.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I mean, perhaps not an Italian kid. They might know.
Maybe.
Yeah, like might have that a little bit better than you, but
other than that. There are not a lot of people that I could beat at basketball, but I bet you I could just like stomp a 6-year-old into the ground on the court.
Mm. Yeah. What's the oldest age you think that would give you real trouble on the hoops?
Okay, so let me rephrase that question. So at what age would a child start giving me trouble on the hoops?
Yeah, where it becomes like a real challenge.
I'd say 12.
Yeah, 12 would be really rough.
Yeah, like
be hard.
like right, like, I mean, it's like right when they're starting to get the puberty going.
Yeah, you know? And honestly, all they'd have to do is do keep away for about 20 minutes.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't be able to play basketball anymore. You know, and just like that would be the end of me. It's like, well, you know, you win.
Yeah.
Whatever contest this is, like, you know, congratulations to you. You got your heaven wish. Like, I did the thing.
Yeah. You know? But I just think about, you know, like, just being a little kid and like race you to the car. And then we stopped doing the race to the car as soon as I beat my dad.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, no more race to the car.
Yep. You know, and like, it was like your dad staying next to the car holding his side or whatever. And it's like, well, that's an image.
Yeah.
You know, that's too much.
Yeah.
I can't out exercise any exercise if it's with a 12-year-old.
That's the thing.
No matter what it is. And well, I don't think I can beat a 12-year-old at Smash or Fortnite or anything. Like, I think that like I could beat a 12-year-old, like, who can derive more meaning from Deus Ex? But like, that's about all I got. I don't think I could actually beat a 12-year-old in most competitions.
Yeah, that's the thing. No, I was like, I mean, that they'll just walk up behind you and cut your tendon. Cut your Achilles tendon while watching like anal porn on their phones.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, on their Gizmodos.
Yeah, like 12 is different. 12 now is different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope that doesn't happen.
I pray every day before I leave the house. I pet my cat. I scratch her between the ears.
If I don't come home, it's because of this.
Yeah.
Pocket.
It's because a 12-year-old watching butt porn cut my Achilles tendon.
Yeah. Yep. While watching butt stuff.
Man. But yeah. And so this pops up in like trivia. Like, what was the first game where you could play as Luigi? Not Luigi's Mansion. Yep. It was this stuff like that. Just real.
Yeah. Well, the first game you can play as Luigi is Super Mario Brothers 2.
Well,
but the first game where Luigi is the main character.
Yeah, that's, I suppose.
Yeah. Before Luigi's Mansion, which I didn't realize that game is like 6 hours long.
SMB2?
Like, I played that. No, Luigi's Mansion. Yeah, and I like bounced off that pretty hard as a kid, but now I kind of want to play it because it's just a low investment.
That's kind of been that's been a little bit of like a back pocket. We should do that for WoW game for me for a while.
Yeah, because it sounds like there are parts of it that are interesting. It sounds like there are parts of it that are kind of trash.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, you know, but regardless of which, it's such a short investment that it'll be interesting to talk about. It's kind of a weird like failed franchise starter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they didn't make a sequel forever.
Yeah, you know, yeah. They waited until the 3DS. Yeah.
Yeah, to like even do a sequel for it. And the sequel, my understanding is just like, it's much longer.
The sequel is much longer, but also like jettisons the puzzle elements too.
Yeah, it sounds worse. Like, I listened to a Retronauts on it, and I think that Bob and Henry both liked it, but it sounded worse.
Yeah, too. Yeah.
You know, which I'm not saying that doesn't mean anything, but just the things they were saying about it sounded bad. It could be that it's actually good.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, just like any of those little things. Ever tell you a story, like when I was working at the store and there was we had this regular kid. I don't know what he's up to now, but picture the kind of kid who would harass mall security. And like at one point he got carted and expelled from the mall for saying more like mall security.
Oh, what a roast.
So there's that. But at one point he was like,
he didn't say security.
No,
like security is not very good.
It doesn't scan at
very
all.
Well, my friend. Yeah, that sounded better in your head than it did out loud.
He wasn't especially clever. His primary metric for whether a game was good was whether or not the bodies went away after you killed them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if the body faded, it's like, this is garbage. But like, he was like, pop quiz hotshot. He was like, he wanted to like do video game trivia on me. He was like, what was the first, what was the first console that could go online? And I think I said something like Sega Genesis with the Sega Channel or like Satellaview or something like that. And he said, it was the Dreamcast, you piece of shit. I don't think he called me a piece of shit. I was like, no, that's the monster.
It's like way funnier if he did.
No, he's like, it's the Dreamcast. I was like, that's demonstrably false. But we didn't have cell phones at the time, so I couldn't just say like
prove him wrong.
Take a look at
the
end
of the
barbet,
you know, it's all
yeah.
bones.
Yep.
Very funny.
My family gets weirded out, like when I when they say like, oh, who was in that or whatever, and I say, nobody take out their phone. I say it's more fun if you don't look it up.
I think sometimes I just would rather know. Most of the time, actually, I would rather, because it's sometimes it's fun if it is like a little bit of a, there's a little bit of sport to it.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time there's not for me. And it's just kind of like, no, I'd rather we just know this and then move on to whatever we were.
However, the
actor came up or whatever.
Yeah. Well, also with my family, they're always on their phones. I know that if they get it out, they're like, well, I've immediately lost them.
And that sounds like a whole different, that sounds like that's between you and your family.
It's a different problem. Yeah.
That's a different problem.
Kind of weird that you're airing that on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know, I don't think they listen, but if you want me to tell them something, I will. And you can just ask, you don't have to do this weird podcast wish.
Just the idea of putting an education game on the SNES, like, you understand this machine can play Super Mario World, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes they this just is one where it doesn't try to do an actual game. Like Captain Novalin was a really bad platformer.
Mm-hmm.
That you just did diabetes stuff in between.
Right.
You know, and this that one about teeth.
Oh, the macro surgeon or whatever, like Rex Ronan. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that guy, like, you know, you're actually just playing a video game. This one, the disconnect between the two things is the biggest issue.
Yeah, it's like a Mario Adventure game.
Yeah. Well, on PC, it's a point and click game.
Yes.
And the graphics are
grotesque.
Yeah, like they I've read reviews where they're like, oh, these are better, but they're weirdly off model in a way that's like not okay.
Yeah, and in a way that's actually pretty upsetting.
They look like Homestuck. Like it looks like MS Paint.
Yeah.
Like good quality MS Paint Marios.
I think that might be where the like the 4chan meme Ouija came from, like the off model Luigi. I could believe that.
I'm looking at one right now. The picture on the Wikipedia entry for any version of this game is from the PC.
Mm.
I think I'm looking at a little Luigi here.
Yeah, I could see that being the case, that's where that face came from. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally is.
There's one little bit of internet, not gold, like interest to me,
mm-hmm.
that I think is noteworthy, which is on the entry for this on the Mario Wiki.
Okay.
Has a section for mistakes and errors that is like over 100 entries.
Turns out this, Rome is not in Italy. What are they doing?
Yeah. This being an educational game is maybe fucked up.
What do you mean?
Well, the city, you know, when you go to the El Salvador, it's called San Salvador, which is the name of the capital, not the actual place.
Okay.
And there are lots of misspellings, you know, which is fine. Like, mm-hmm. you can do misspellings, but there are over 100 of them.
Good God.
You know, so for, or these kind of like errors, you know, let me see, some of the more egregious things here.
Holy shit. If this is true, this has no, it's like Sun Chips. You think they're healthy and then you look at the label.
Yeah, this is the Sun Chips of educational games.
Yeah.
A scientist in Athens says that 3,000 years have passed between Athens being founded and becoming Greece's capital, but actually it was 4,800.
Okay.
So like that's, you know, like ancient history, but that's a very specific figure.
Yeah.
You know? Like, well,
and also it's
1800 years.
It's knowable.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Athena is described as being the goddess of Athens when patron is the more accurate term. It feels like a stylistic thing.
Some of those things are stylistic things.
Yeah.
But some of them are just wrong. Like the pamphlet for the art says that Hadrian commissioned the art, but we actually don't know who.
Right. Did. Right. Like the Arc de Triomphe is not specifically based on Hadrian's arch. Yeah.
Yeah. We just don't know. And
yeah,
it's just
it kind of looks like it, but
like, if you were the kind of precocious kid who actually really internalized all this shit, you are just going to be the kind of person who thinks they're smart, but is wrong about everything.
You're going to be the person who played Parasite Eve to prepare for cellular biology.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I know the word mitochondria and I'm 10 steps ahead.
Yep.
You know.
Let's see here. A scientist says that Palacio de las Cortes was built in 1843 when it was actually built from 1843 to 1850. Yeah, that's just like a weird like fudging, like almost to like to save characters. Like you Something could like say that. Like the construction started in 1843.
Huh. Well, and some of them are just trivia things that are just wrong. It's like Tiananmen Square is claimed to be the largest public square in the world, when in fact there are larger ones like Merdeka Square in Jakarta. That's just wrong.
So, all right.
You know,
here's the thing though. What hero or monster catalyst? let's go one layer deeper. Hey, what's your life like?
it's really, I don't know whether this is not a service. It's just, well, Mario fandom, dude. Like,
Wiki is ridiculous. Like Wikipedia gets a lot of shit, but like, if you want to talk about making way too much out of nothing,
it's like the Star Wars wiki and then this.
Yeah.
You know? Yes, this person doing a catalog of all this stuff, whatever team of adventurers did that are sad. But at the same time, also having an educational game with this many errors is pretty rough.
Yeah. It's very bad. And like, so if it was a Mario version of Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? Like, I think in my head, I thought that's what this was before I went back to it. No, you just have to go and like walk around weird Mario World node maps of these places, find enough artifacts to summon Yoshi to get back out. And then you eventually find Mario in Antarctica. It's not Mario is missing. It's like Mario is mislaid.
Yeah, Mario is.
We know where Mario is. Mario's in danger. Help.
Go help Mario through not doing the platforming and stuff that you can also do.
Right.
Coming up on time, the last thing I want to say about this, though, is that the reason why Koopa kidnapped Mario is because he's going to sell all of this stuff to buy enough hair dryers to melt the polar ice caps.
I mean, hey, dog, just wait.
Yeah. there's a plot point out of time.
Yeah.
You know? Literally, you will outlive us.
Yeah, I'm going to corner the buggy web market.
Yep. Yeah, you're good. Just chill out for a minute and we will do this to ourselves. Thank you. Yeah. You do not need to steal the Golden Gate Bridge to make that happen.
No, not at all.
No.
Stealing bridges and stadiums. Yeah.
Anywho.
Anyway.
If you like the show, the best thing you can do is support the entire network on Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Yep. You can kick us any amount of money per month. But the best, biggest bang for your buck as a fan of the show is at $5.
Yes. That's where you get 2 extra episodes a month. Of this, and also like you get a full episode of Watch Out for Fireballs, you get access to Bonfireside Chat. It's a good deal. The mega value is at the $10 level, where you get the entire backlog of our premium abject sufferings. And if you like this show of us goofing on bad/interesting media, Adaptation Decay might be for you. We don't exclusively cover bad things. It's just a lot of bad stuff, but there's also interesting stuff too, and that is a show we want more people to indulge in.
Yeah. Yep. God, this trivia here, this is them being a pedant, but like,
yeah,
the pamphlet describes Francisco Franco as a stuffy tyrant, which is a gross understatement. He ruled as a militaristic dictator for more than 30 years, and his policies and actions were responsible for 200,000 to 400,000 deaths. thanks, Wikipedia.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, cool.
I suppose he's more than a stuffy tyrant.
Yeah, like, you know, like you one know? Of the founder, like one of the first fascist leaders we had. Okay, yeah. I don't think like, you know, the age group that this is aimed at is too young to like be like introduce your toddlers to fascism, like,
yeah,
like warn them.
Yep.
Ugh. Yeah. Stuffy tyrant.
Yep. And ratings and reviews.
Yes.
And
Until next time, where is Zoo Dog?